$0.30 a share. It's now at $33.36 a share. I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Tired of hearing liberals are wimpy? We'll show those blustering blowhards real liberal talk radio, serious level 146.
I'm Ed Donahue at the White House today.
I want to thank the members of Congress, both houses, both political parties, for joining me and the Vice President, members of my team. We just had a very constructive conversation.
The conversation focused on Iraq. House Speaker-to-be Nancy Pelosi says she hopes the President appreciates the need for change in Iraq.
The time for change is now. It is apparent to the American people. They made this decision 1 month and 1 day ago, and the Iraq Study Group reinforce some of the concerns of the American people about the urgency.
In Baghdad, Army Lieutenant General Peter Corelli is not happy with a lot of the public debate about Iraq.
The debate whether Iraq is in a civil war or not is largely a debate over semantics in which I don't particularly care to engage. I find this public discussion really counterproductive. People are trying to boil down a very complex situation into a soundbite.
Two roadside bomb attacks in and around Baghdad killed three American soldiers. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld took part in his last town hall meeting for Pentagon employees.
I leave office very proud to have served with you, inspired by your dedication, by your patriotism, and by your sacrifice.
A 17-story office building in Cambridge, Massachusetts has been evacuated by a fire. 10 people have been taken to the hospital. One person is in critical condition. In Arlington, Virginia, a fresh slab of concrete collapsed on the 24th floor of a high-rise under construction. 16 workers were injured. Three are in critical condition. Fire Captain George Williams says four people had to be dug out of the concrete.
Of the four that we had basically crush injuries to all of them, a few cuts and sprays, and things of that nature.
Two American pilots are facing charges in Brazil in connection with a jetliner crash that killed 154 people. The Dow is up 28 points. This is AP Radio News. The next hurricane season is a long way off, but forecasters are predicting 14 named storms in the Atlantic in 2007. Philip Klotzbach is lead forecaster at Colorado State University.
The Atlantic continues to remain warm like we think it's going to. With a neutral El Nino, we think we're going to see a return towards a more active hurricane season next year, but probably nothing like what we saw in, say, 2004 and 2005.
They are predicting three major hurricanes. This past hurricane season was very quiet in the Atlantic. Cameron Diaz is one of the stars of the new romantic comedy, The Holiday. She says everyone can relate to this kind of movie.
Everybody has problems in romance. Who doesn't? I mean, that's the thing. It's like the great thing about romantic comedies, I think, or just love, is that it's imperfect. People spend a lot of time on it.
The cast includes Jude Law and Kate Winslet. The AP's Christy Lemire says The Holiday is like the gooeyest, sweetest cup of eggnog. You probably hate yourself afterward, but it is rich and yummy and irresistible. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that different. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-335-7600. That's 1-800-335-7600. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well,
not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 6bruce.com. That's the number 6bruce.com. That's the number 6bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 6bruce.com now.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings. Just save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. People say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice, designed to enlighten me. When I tell them that I'm doing fine, watching shadows on the wall. Don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. Sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. I really love to watch them roll. No longer riding on the merry-go-round. Lost in confusion. Well, I tell them there's no problem, only solutions. Well, they shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind.
I had totally forgotten. Totally 100% did not remember that this was John Lennon's death day. Oh, God, that's another thing you should never mention. I said I didn't mention Pearl Harbor Day yesterday. I know Garrett probably doesn't believe me any more than he believes Alex, who said he knew, but he didn't mention it. I didn't mention it for another reason. When I was on, like, old-fashioned dinosaur radio, the minute you said, oh, it's Pearl Harbor Day, every call you got was, I wish it Iwo Jima. Suddenly, every call, I have nothing against old people, being one myself, but you really don't want every single caller to be reminiscing about WW2. So I just learned, I don't know how many years ago, I said, Pearl Harbor Day, forget it. Forget it, don't ever mention it when it comes around. Because you don't want to hear everybody's reminiscing about World War II. Although, you know, the one sad thing. The sad thing they announced is every year, the survivors, I guess, I don't know who it is, they all go to Pearl Harbor. And yesterday was the 65th anniversary. And they said this is the last year they're going to Pearl Harbor because they're like all so old. They don't go every year, pardon me. They go every 5 years. And they said that's it. Yesterday, that was the end because they already practically can't even get there. So I did this. So now that I've said it's John Lennon Death Day, of course, the other thing I remember now is, are we going to be regaled with, where were you when John Lennon got shot? You know, what were you doing when John Lennon got shot? You know, which is pretty poor. You used to not be able to mention Kennedy's assassination either. Where were you when Kennedy got assassinated? Bobby Kennedy was different. Because you know where we all were on this coast? In bed. We were sleeping. Because what, he get assassinated? Whatever it was later at night here. So nobody, I mean, it's not even funny. But when Bobby Kennedy got assassinated, a friend of mine called me and she said, they just assassinated Kennedy. I said, they did that years ago. What is wrong with you? It never crossed my mind that it was the other one. So, if you want to regale everybody with this, you know, feel free. But believe me, I'm not interested. What is interesting today? I was so busy gossiping with Garrett that I forgot to ask him to get the sound clip. If you go to thinkprogress.org, and God only knows how far down you have to scroll now for the Blair Bush thing. It is way. It was way down yesterday and way or down early this morning. I just hope it's still there. It could be so way down that it's not even there anymore. The one what? Say again. Yes! Oh, it's still... That was quick. So there's all the Apocalypto is opening today. I understand Mel Gibson was like really bizarre on Jay Leno last night. Like psycho. Like not funny, incoherent. I know who he should date. He should date Lindsay Lohan. What a pair. Incoherent. That's opening. Couldn't pay me to see Apocalypto. Well, you could if you pay. How much would you have to pay me? I don't know. Probably $10,000. For $10,000, I go sit through Apocalypto. They're starting again on the Drudge Report, The Good Shepherd. The movie I am sick of before it even opens from these ads. I'm going to go see The Queen. I just am. I give in. I give up. And it was fabulous. It's playing in 42nd Street. And I looked yesterday and it went on at 4:10. But that was yesterday. So I'm going to have to go to that old person's theater. The theater I can't stand going to uptown, where whatever I go see, I am the youngest person in the audience. How fabulous. I don't understand why this theater only has people over the age of like 75 in it. I really don't. But it does. And I guess it's safe there. And it's the only theater that's crowded Saturday afternoon. That's the other thing. Friday afternoon. Because they all have to go out early to get home. If you have old people, You know, the latest they would ever go see a movie would be 4:20 in the afternoon. So it's always crowded. You're tripping over the walkers they leave in the aisles. There's coughing and it's horrible. I hate this theater so much. But they changed the whole schedule at that 42nd. And you know, even if you went to 42nd Street to see the Queen by now, what floor do you think the Queen is playing on at 42nd Street? What floor? In your, you know, those theaters with 24 theaters, it has to be in Theater 24, right? Has to be. So even if it was at 42nd Street at a convenient time, I would have to go up 17 escalators. That's what happens when you just wait. Everybody told me how good it is, and I'm looking at all these movies opening, and I'm saying, where are all the good movies? Where are the good movies? When do they open? This is 2 weeks before Christmas. What is this? Today is the 8th. 3 weeks before Christmas. What is opening? Apocalypto. Unaccompanied Minors, which I really was going to go see, but then I read the reviews. They can't all be wrong. It's the guy from Freaks and Geeks, but he's lost it, apparently. Everybody just hates it. That Cameron Diaz, Jude Law, Jack Black movie, and one of those English actresses that they're all the same to me, so I can't even tell them apart. That little comedy, that's definitely, you rent that or you get that on you know, what do you call that, paper, I don't know what they call it, you know, when you can get the movies off your TV set, which I never do, because I want to keep that little Chinese man in business. In my video store, so I never get the movies off the TV. Never. I think I did it twice in a blizzard. That's the only time. Otherwise, you say, we have the guy running my little chintzy video store now is so nice. He is so nice that I want him to stay in business. His wife or whatever she is little, snapshots of all her pussycats all around the register. They remember you. They remember the cost. He's very nice. I'll pay him $3. I'm not paying Time Warner to get movies off. Okay, so we have Apocalypto. We have that silly romantic comedy. We have Unaccompanied Minors, which is supposed to be terrible. And we have Blood Diamond, which... they all say Leonardo DiCaprio is wonderful, but the movie sucks. So I guess, I don't know, were they saving all the good movies for like some other time? Are the Penguins going to still be? The Penguins is still going to be the top movie. Betcha. You think? Deja Vu. God, that died right away. It's going to be interesting to see if Leonardo DiCaprio can open a movie. You know, by all, that movie, Blood Diamond, should be the top movie this week. If he can open a movie. So I figured, you know what? Everybody told me how my mother liked the Queen. This friend of mine, who has much classier taste than I do, he's already seen it twice. And I'm like, I don't care about the Queen. I don't care about England, but I'll go. Unless I walk out. It is so cold here. So cold all over. Oh, I found a story that I did not put up on my website. Oh, please. Oh, please. Here we go. Drudge Report. A 22-year-old Chicago man has been charged with plotting a terrorist attack on a Rockford, Illinois mall. The suspect is accused of planning to use guns and explosives during the holiday shopping season. The suspect is described as an unaffiliated lone wolf-style terrorist. So MSNBC is reporting that he is ideologically motivated. Well, that's not mutually exclusive. A lone wolf terrorist can be ideologically... A press conference is forthcoming. Developing. So, what is he? What's his name? I sound like you're right. The guy who said yesterday, stop listening to Savage. Because that would be the first thing Michael would say. He'd go, what's his name? But you know what it is? Michael Savage would be convinced the guy is an Arab. Right? He'd be convinced he's like a Muslim and we should kill them all. And I say it because I'm hoping his name is like Joe Green. I'm hoping, I used to hope that criminals were white. You know, whenever there'd be some crime, I'd always go, oh God, I hope it's not a black guy. And now I go, my first reaction is, oh Christ, I hope this guy is not a Muslim. I hope he's a black guy. Oh no, well then he could be a black Muslim. I hope he's just like a regular white person. A boring, unassuming, and what would he be? If he turns out to be white, what will he be? What is somebody who plots an attack? What are they always? He's a loner. He's a loner, isn't he? He's a loner. He just liked to be a... Remember the guy last year? Wasn't it last year in upstate New York, the guy that walked in the mall, start shooting people? And he was just like some fat, dopey white guy. Some nutcase. And it's like, oh, a terrorist. Everything is a terrorist attack. Talking about, so let's see what this says. Chicago, a suspect has been arrested in a terror plot. Suspect was arrested in a case with national security implications. Please. We all read the story this week. Farting on an airplane has national security implications now. Oh, they don't even know. The alleged plot was not to the level of 9/11 and even three rungs below the recent Miami plot. Whatever happened to that plot? Three rungs below a plot that consisted of, could you buy me some boots, please? The man arrested Friday is considered a lone operator without any ties. He has an appearance in Chicago's federal court at 11:45 a.m. Oh, God, you know who the U.S. attorney in that jurisdiction is? You know who's in charge of this? Patrick Fitzgerald. The Valerie Plame guy. He's the... You know, that's his real job. All right, stay with CBS 2 Chicago for more. How about we try a Chicago paper? How about that? I can't get... Maybe we'll say 11:45. Maybe they're, All right, what we should do is take a break. And I have to play you this Bush thing. But you have to listen really carefully. So I'll tell you what, because his little giggle. Oh, Drudge has Sirius ads too. Look at that. I'm looking at Drudge Report and it says Sirius Satellite Radio. Howard Stern is looking at me from the internet here. Oh, yeah, I have to remind me. I have to say that special offer we have. I saved the paper. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146. America, the way it ought to be. Sirius Left 146.
Start your day inside the Beltway with Bill Press. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West. Then it's Alex Bennett, Tom Hartman, Lynn Samuels, Ed Schultz, and Stephanie Miller.
Real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146.
want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
If you're struggling to find that perfect holiday gift for your loved ones, struggle no more and become their holiday hero. Get a free radio to give to your loved ones when you add an additional subscription to your account for just $6.99 a month. That's a free radio and 6 months of service to give, all for less than $50. Pretty easy work for a hero. You'll get that warm, fuzzy feeling you get when you've given the perfect gift. And isn't being a holiday hero what the holidays are really all about? Visit Sirius.com/free for details.
Applies to Sirius One and Sirius NV models only. Requires purchase of an additional prepaid 6 month subscription.
Tom Hartman.
I would suggest that the American people deserve economic freedom, and that means no more multinational corporations being able to use China as their factory floor for products that they intend to sell in the United States. Call me a protectionist. Yes, I believe in protecting American jobs and protecting the United States. I am a protectionist. Free trade is free to multinational corporations. It's free to nobody else.
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, God. His name. His name. Oh, there was no imminent threat. Oh, this is such a load of crap. This is another load of crap. It's another load of crap story. The guy is, unfortunately, I think, Muslim. Well, Derek is not exactly a Muslim name. But Sharif, on the other hand, is. Derek is like a, who names their kid Derek? Somebody in the construction industry. Let's name him Derek. All right, so unfortunately, I guess he is Muslim. This guy who, but it's probably the same thing, and but he was dealing with an undercover FBI agent. So, what do we have, an agent provocateur? Why did they go to him? How would they know that he would be open to this? Oh, God, I would not want to be a Muslim in this country. I really wouldn't. I would not want to be a Muslim. I think I should become a Muslim. I want to be a Muslim. My mother's not listening, so I can say that. You know the other story it's so horrible. That poor man that died trying to save his wife, the man who froze to death, the guy that worked for CNET. They went on vacation. They're driving all around Oregon and Colorado and everything, and they missed a turnoff. To you know, wherever they were supposed to go. And they said one map in his car showed that there. Now, I don't understand this. I guess some of you people listening up there understand this better. There are roads up in Colorado and Oregon that they actually mark them that nobody ever will plow them when it snows. Because they have logging roads. There are all these roads, you know, that are just for logging. And they can't plow every road. So they ended up on one of these roads that nobody will ever plow. But they didn't know that. They say one of the maps they had in the car said that the road was never going to be plowed. One of them didn't. Oh, see if the wife sues the map company. And they went missing a week. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow, actually. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. And they got snowed in. And they stay. It was the man and his wife and I think a 4-year-old and a 7-month-old baby. and they eat all, you know, what do you have in a car? You have baby food and, you know, stuff like that. You stay warm in the car until the car runs out of gas. Their cell phone. I mean, obviously, the first thing is, wherever they were, no cell phone didn't work. They had no cell phone signal. And they stayed there for like a week. The saddest, you know what the saddest part of this? That probably only a woman would notice this. Even me. The baby was about 7 months old, right? The other kid was about four. And when they ran out of food, the mother nursed both children, and I would guess her husband as well, because that was the only food there was. Look at that. Look how wonderful breast milk is. You get snowed in a car, freezing to death with no food, and if you happen to have a lactating woman around, there you go. She could probably express the milk, you know, I don't know how much milk. How much milk can you get out of two breasts? That's what I'm saying, express the, you don't know that phrase. That's, you know, you squeeze it out. I bet she did. But I don't know. I mean, I have no idea how much milk you can make to feed a four-year-old, a seven-month-old, and two adults. I don't know. I don't know, you know. Breasts are pretty good at that, but I don't know if they're that good. I would think she could, yeah, because you just squeeze it out, and then she could have some too. You're starving to death. What the hell? Oh, and men are into that. That's like a sex thing to men. If men want to be honest, nearly every guy, I don't know why, men are very honest with me. Because I was never that girly. But every guy I know whose wife ever breastfed their baby, they all partake. They all partake of the breast milk. Some of them like it and some of them don't like it. So some of them, you know, do it and a lot and some of them don't. But how could you not? How could you like not want to taste your wife's breast milk? You know, just even if you just taste it and said, oh, I don't like that. But some of them like it because you just see a man nestling down with his wife and sucking in her breast and getting milk. They must bring back like all those unconscious memories of being a baby. You know, I'm sure there's some kind of pervert magazine for that. Although I don't think anything is perverted myself. So The guy, what was his first name? Kim. I know his last name was Kim. Finally, after a week, I don't know what they tell you to do in these situations. You know, this sounds like something out of some horrible movie. He decided to set out to leave the car and to try to find help because they had been there a week already and nobody found them. They had set the tires of the car on fire to stay warm and to maybe send up a signal. And so he sets out, and of course, you know, it ended up, they got found this past Monday. And they found his body yesterday. He was dead. And he was trying so hard. He did the thing that I know you're supposed to, even I know you're supposed to do, which is he was leaving a trail. He was leaving a trail of clothes, and I think he had some kind of papers, and he was leaving a trail so they could find him. So just to make it even sadder, they're saying today he was less than a mile away from a lodge, some guy's hunting lodge or fishing lodge, that had anything you could need. It had heat. It was stocked with enough food for months. And this poor guy who died trying to, you know, save his family, you know, was less than a mile away from this. And you see the pictures of this guy and he just, you know, I mean, you can't tell from stills, but this guy just looks so happy and he looks so sweet. He just said there are all these photographs on every website of this guy with his kids and with his wife. And he just, you know, some people look nasty. You know, if you ever saw a picture of Dick Cheney and you didn't know anything about him, you would look at a picture and say, oh, my God, you'd have a pretty good sense of Dick Cheney. Well, this poor man, Mr. Kim, doesn't he just looks like the sweetest, happiest person on the face of the earth? And it's like a story. It's not important to anybody, you know, except their families. But it's just so sad. I wonder if she's going to start suing people. But that extra little irony of him being less than a mile away from that lodge, fully stocked with food, heat, everything he could have wanted, if he only had found it. But how would he have, I know why he was leaving the trail also. The other reason to leave the trail would be so, like, say he had found the lodge. I guess he'd try to go back out and get his family. How could you do that? It was so cold. Oh, my God. I can barely get to work. I'm all bundled up, and I thought I was going to die just coming to work today. It's just so sad. All right, let's see. Let's see more of this crap. Authorities arrested a 22-year-old man who planned to set off hand grenades in a shopping mall. Derek Sharif, oh, God help us, was arrested when he met with an undercover agent in a Rockford parking lot to trade a set of stereo speakers for 4 hand grenades and a handgun. This guy doesn't sound like a genius to me. He allegedly plotted the attack over the holidays. Well, that isn't exactly an English sentence. He allegedly plotted to carry out the attack over the holidays. He had no accomplices. The FBI, if he had no accomplices, Sharif had no accomplices and was not part of a terrorist cell. The FBI has been aware of the plot and has been monitoring it closely. If he had no accomplices, then how would the FBI have the vaguest idea? How can you say he had no accomplices and the FBI has been aware of it? Unless... this sounds total agent provocateur to me, doesn't it? He had no accomplices, but the FBI knew he was planning it alone. Does that make any sense to you? Doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, Derek! Derek, why don't you blow up? I can get some hand grenades. He had no accomplices, but the FBI knew about it. What are they, like reading his mind? Spying, you know, they have that thing where they can spy in your house. Maybe they have a chip in him. Oh, this is another load of shit. This, believe me, this guy will be out in 10 seconds, and the government will be paying him and apologizing to him. No other details were released. But authorities said the arrest eliminated the risk of the attack being carried out. Really? You don't say. Sounds like another load of shit to me. We have to get over this. We really just have to get over this. All of this. Because this is all just a crack of crack. You know that thing I was talking about last week where they have a terrorist profile on you if you've flown out of the country in the last 5 years? Do you know that there are laws that Congress passed that specifically prohibit them from doing that? There are specific laws that say you can't just profile people just because they're flying. And Michael Chertoff says, oh, that isn't really what the law says. We did, you know, they're like now arguing semantics again. It's obviously was the intent, if you read this article, it was the obvious intent of Congress that people not be profiled and algorithmed and data mined just arbitrarily because you happen to want to fly. you know, oh, you're a suspect right away. Oh, my God, you want to get on an airplane? You must be up to no good. And they specifically, there's like more than one law. Yeah, Michael Chertoff said, I don't think that the prohibition could be read as applying to this program. The statute doesn't bar the use of funds for the purpose of analyzing the risks for people entering the country. That is such a load of crap. That, hey, Michael! Michael! Row your boat ashore, baby, because we're in charge now. Although I guess this will be on the bottom of the list. God, they have so many things to investigate. I don't even know if they are we ever going to get through all the investigations by like, well, it's going to have to be a year because a year from now, everybody's running for president. So I think I'm going to announce, I'm going to have an exploratory committee, I think. But read it. It's a very interesting article, you know, if you're into this thing about how they create a you go out of the country, come back into the country, a profile. Based on everything. They have all your information. They have your bank records. They have your credit card records. It's not just your flying. Your bank records, your credit card records, whether you like the aisle seat or the window seat. I suppose I'm, you know, I only like to sit on the aisle. They probably just see me. Anytime they gave me a seat anywhere else, I'm like the aisle. So that's probably a bad mark against me. You know, because it's easier to, like, attack everybody if you're on the aisle. How easy is it you're sitting in a window seat, you have to go, excuse me, I have to kill everybody on the plane. What kind of food you order? Which is, oh, I guess transatlantic, they probably still do have to feed you. So they have everybody profiled, even though there are law after law. Congress kept saying, can't profile people, can't just profile people, can't make them a suspect just because they're getting on a plane. And Michael Chertoff says, oh, well, that doesn't apply to me. I can do what I want. Okay. There's so many, I have got like so many fabulous stories on my website. I have more fabulous stories than any other website I've looked at today. Drudge has better pictures, though. Drudge has fabulous pictures today. All right, I got to play you this Bush Blair thing. This is, well, people are eating lunch, but it's too bad. This is going to make you puke. This really is this, Bush, there are no words for him. There are, I am speechless. I can't think even of, this man is heartless, is giving him too much credit for empathy. Heartless is giving him too much credit. You will never believe this, but you're going to have to wait. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Your America, the way it ought to be.
Real Liberals on Radio,
Sirius Left 146.
Do you hate opening your mail? Do you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are creditors hassling you for payment? Did you know that new laws require your minimum payments to double? If you can't afford it, please call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Save thousands or tens of thousands off what you currently owe. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Financial Freedom of America does all the work for you, but you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card bills to qualify for this program. Eliminate the stress that comes from being neck deep in credit card debt.
Call Financial Freedom of America today at 888-329-8390. That's 888-329-8390 for your free consultation. Call now, 888-329-8390.
Have you read or seen the latest? There's more good news for those with arthritis and joint or back pain. Results from a recent study report that a group of orthopedic doctors rated Aleve as the number one most effective over-the-counter brand when it comes to relief of minor arthritis pain. That's right. Aleve was rated number one for pain relief by orthopedic doctors. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed. Survey of 260 orthopedic surgeons conducted April 2006.
This holiday season, give the gift of true prosperity with The Maui Millionaires, a life-changing book that reveals the hidden secrets of creating unlimited wealth. The Maui Mastermind Seminar is the most exclusive wealth retreat in the world. Now, Maui Mastermind founders David Finkel and Diane Kennedy share the five proven techniques their clients spend tens of thousands of dollars to learn. The Maui Millionaires, brought to you by John Wiley & Sons, publishers since 1807. Available now wherever books are sold.
Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
All right, you just have to hear this. Yesterday, which was the day after the Iraq Study Group report came out, which it is obvious now, Bush has no intention of paying any attention to it. And I don't even know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because again, the people in the Iraq Study Group are the cream of the crop of the establishment. You know, this is not like Dennis Kucinich and Russ Feingold and me were on the, Iraq Study Group. So everything they're suggesting is probably for the financial benefit of the highest echelon of American society. And you know how you can tell how bad that group is? Of all people yesterday, because every now and then he's really a populist, Michael Savage, right-wing lunatic, is saying, well, how could you trust what James Baker is saying? Because do you know that James Baker is representing, and this is absolutely true, and you only hear this on, like, Air America, and, you know, this man that I am so in love with on the radio, who is a right-wing bigot nut job, but he isn't. I mean, he's a nut. James Baker's law firm is representing the government of Saudi Arabia against American citizens who were, I don't know, injured in 9/11 or attacked or something. But it is some group of American citizens suing the government of Saudi Arabia. And James Baker, who is now this, the prophet of Iraq, his law firm is defending the government of Saudi Arabia against American citizens. So you can be pretty sure that James Baker is, not so interested in what's best for America. The people on that Iraq study group are all, they're globalists and they're, I don't know, there's something weird about all those people. So I don't even know whether you can trust what they said. However, what they suggested, even though that may not be good, that may not be like what we'd like, it's certainly better than what Bush is doing. It's like a step up. Gee, maybe we should talk to Iraq, Iran, and Syria. As somebody on that committee said, I don't know, all those years that the Soviet Union could have obliterated us with nukes, we talked to them all the time, didn't we? Did we ever say, did you ever hear a president say, Russia, fuck Russia, I'm not fucking talking to fucking Russia? Nobody ever said that. Only Bush, he's not talking to anybody. And it is actually, I was telling Garrett yesterday, I don't know why, that it is to Iran's self-interest to not have total chaos in Iraq, because no country wants the country that they share a border with to have total chaos in it. Not good, not good. Nobody seems to have any concept of how many Iraqis are now in Iran. They're like, your country is in chaos. You can't walk out of the house to go buy a loaf of bread without getting blown to smithereens. So if you can get to the border, or you live near the border, you'd say, Jesus, you know something? Probably be better off moving over there to Iran. So it would obviously be in Iran's self-interest. You know, they're torn, Iran, I'm sure, because they hate us, devil. Ahmadinejad. Although, do you know the Iranian parliament just passed some law that may actually cut Ahmadinejad's term by 18 months, cut him short? So they may not be so fond of him either, which is too bad since I just apparently have learned how to pronounce his name. So I'd like him to stay. Gonna have to learn some other Iranian name. Okay, so that was part of it. And the other part of the Iraq study group, I didn't get my copy yet, they said they'd send me one, is that you can't look at Iraq in a vacuum. That you have to look at all the countries in the Middle East. Now, of course, Bush does that. He'd like to nuke Iran, and he'd like to nuke Lebanon. You know, he'd like to nuke them all. But James Baker also said, you know, it maybe if any of you people had paid any attention, you sack of shit, idiot Bush, you, had paid attention to the Israeli-Palestinian thing. So you have to get a little involved in that. So Bush already, well, you don't have to do everything, and Baker's running around saying you do. This is so humiliating for Bush. Don't you just know that his father tried to talk to him? I know they sent Brent Scowcroft to try to talk to him. Or sent Brent Scowcroft out in public saying things that were a way to try to reach him. And he wouldn't listen. So now they had to do this big public thing. And he still obviously won't listen. He is going to do either by now, maybe he thinks he knows something, or what Cheney is telling him. Who knows where these ideas are emanating from, this fetal alcohol syndrome mind. That's the latest theory. That because his mother, well, everybody's mother at that age. You know, I don't know that Barbara Bush was a drunk, but they certainly didn't tell women back then, don't drink while you're pregnant. You know. So there's some theory now is that he had fetal alcohol syndrome to begin with, and then he became a drunk and a drug addict, so that his brain is pretty much shriveled up. He pretty much has no brain, Bush. Something we've noticed. All right, so here he is with Tony Blair. Now, I don't know what Tony Blair's excuse or problem is. He's much more interesting because he's not retarded. I don't know what is wrong with Tony Blair. I really don't. But a British reporter asked Bush a question that no American reporter would have the guts to ever ask him. And you have to listen very carefully, because at the end, because we're going to stop it right after that little laugh, because I don't care about the rest of what he says. He laughs, which makes his answer, which is bad enough, even worse. But you just hear this little this little laugh. This is this piece of shit that we have for president of the United States.
Nate Robinson, BBC News. Mr. President, the Iraq study group described the situation in Iraq as grave and deteriorating. You said that the increase in attacks is unsettling. That will convince many people that you're still in denial about how bad things are in Iraq and question your sincerity about changing course.
It's bad in Iraq.
Why did it take us...
Spin Iraq, don't help her. That's the President of the United States. And if you want that for your very own sound effect, it's on thinkprogress.org. And it's pretty far down by now. Play that again. I want to hear that again. That sack of shit.
Nate Robinson, BBC News. Mr. President, the Iraq study group described the situation in Iraq as grave and deteriorating. You said that the increase in attacks is unsettling. That will convince many people that you're still in denial about how bad things are in Iraq and question your sincerity about changing course.
It's bad in Iraq.
Why did it...
Oh, my God. Inappropriate. Talk about an inappropriate response. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
For real liberal talk radio, this is Sirius Left 146.
Give the gift of Sirius for the holidays, and we'll give you a free radio. I'm Taylor from Cosmo Radio, and you know what? We're upping the ante. Solve all your Christmas gift needs by adding an additional subscription to your account by December 15th. And yeah, we'll give you a free radio. A free radio! Just call 1-888-SIRIUS-1, and you get to share your love for the best radio on radio.
To qualify for a free radio, you must sign up an additional subscription for at least 6 months by December 15th. Go to Sirius.com for full details.
Have you ever thought about saying goodbye to your job? Just walking into your boss and saying, I quit. And how would you like to commute to work without ever leaving your home? Well, not long ago, a 39-year-old entrepreneur from a billionaire family spent $20 million in 3 years to find the best home-based business in North America. He researched 70 different companies, and when he found the only one that had real long-term potential, he bought it. And right now, he's looking for people to help him turn this company into his next billion-dollar success story. So if you're serious about making money from home without having to leave your home, well, grab a pen. Because I'm about to give you the address of a website where you can learn all about this unique and rare opportunity. Write this down. www.gohernext.com. Now get on your computer and go to this site now. Part-time or full-time, your income is based totally on your performance. Interested? GoHereNext.com and say goodbye to your boss tomorrow. GoHereNext.com.
Alex Bennett.
Senate voted $70 billion to go to the war in Iraq. That makes the total over $500 billion that we've invested in that war. Your kids are going to be paying for this forever. And guess what? Not one single Democrat voted against it.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Does everybody see these ads for H&M that they're sticking in the paper? Every day they have a gift of the day. It's like one item that H&M, that Madonna is going to be designing a line for H&M. But they have one item on sale, one particular item, you know, so you can never get there the day they have what you might want, actually. But December the 11th, which is 8, 9, 10, 11, Saturday, Monday. If you have a little girl, you have to go get this for $14.90. A white fur jacket, a fake fur, I would think, and a muff. It is the cutest little thing you ever saw in your life. When was the last time you saw a little girl with a muff? Do you even know what a muff is? See, Garrett, no, you don't. Garrett's got that look because all they know is muff diving. A muff is a real thing, you know. That isn't what a muff is. It's like a cylindrical thing. There's like fur on it and you stick both your hands in it. But it's a thing women use. Straight women. Little girls. This is the cutest thing for $15. That I ever saw. I thought I had thrown this out. That's cute. Oh, God, I was so glad to see. Thank you, Sirius. Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Howard. We are participating in that goddamn bring your old coat in thing. I'm sitting there. I buy winter coats. It is an obsession. And I just have to get rid of some of them every year. And I'm sitting there saying they started this after Thanksgiving. And I'm going to have to be lugging, like, jackets to police stations because they collect them, too. So finally, Garrett hands it to me. Dave hands it to me. All I have to do is schlep it in and get to the 19th floor to get rid of. It's not winter to me if you don't buy at least 2 new jackets. It's just not winter to me. So I already bought my two new jackets. I think I can get rid of three. Maybe I'll get rid of more. I have a leopard cape that I never wore. From the minute I bought it, I have never worn it, yet I won't throw it out. Because that's the thing, when you die and they have to throw your stuff out, they'll say, she was pretty cool. Look at that. She has a leopard cape. Because wherever they put the slits for your arms, it's never in a comfortable position. I don't know what height you have to be, but they never put those cape slits for your arms in a comfortable place for me. All right, I have just got more news on my website than every website on the internet put together.
To all former conservatives, welcome to 146. Nice to have you on our side.
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Serious Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. We will be hearing soon from members of the House Ethics Committee about an investigation into former Congressman Mark Foley. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is live on Capitol Hill.
Ed, we've been told the committee has concluded after several weeks of investigation that Republican leaders didn't break any rules in the way they handled former Congressman Foley's improper advances to former male pages. But a congressional aide says the panel has decided the leadership didn't do enough, negligent is the word being used, in protecting the teenagers. It's a long-awaited report. Top House Republicans from the Speaker on down testified before the panel. Ed?
The AP's Jerry Bodlander live on Capitol Hill. The military says 20 insurgents were killed in fighting and airstrikes northwest of Baghdad. Three mortar rounds hit a Shiite neighborhood outside of Baghdad. Police say 25 civilians were killed. President Bush talked about Iraq with congressional leaders at the White House. Press Secretary Tony Snow says the president is going to ask a lot of people about Iraq to follow up on the Iraq Study Group report.
What the president's going to do is what you would expect a commander-in-chief to do, which is to take a careful and thoughtful look at the report. And as you know, there are other recommendations and suggestions and analyses coming his way in the very near future.
A man is facing federal charges in Illinois of planning to set off hand grenades at a shopping mall. Investigators say Derek Sharif confided with an FBI cooperating witness he wanted to commit violent jihad against civilians. In Arlington, Virginia today, a slab of concrete collapsed at a high-rise construction site. Tom Polari is with Arlington County Fire.
The total numbers that we had were 10 minor, 4 serious, and 3 critical.
A key witness in the poisoning death of former Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko again failed to speak with investigators today in Moscow. Andrei Lugov, lawyer, says he is too sick to talk. The government says the unemployment rate rose slightly to 4.5%. This is AP Radio News. Former U.S. United Nations Ambassador Jean Kirkpatrick has died.
At the U.S. mission to the United Nations, the diplomatic staff observed a moment of silence in memory of former Ambassador Jean Kirkpatrick. Ambassador John Bolton described her as a great American, and Bolton, who had an office next door to hers for several years in Washington, teared up a bit as he recalled Kirkpatrick.
It really is very sad for America. But she will be greatly missed.
Kirkpatrick, a staunch anti-communist and the first woman to represent Washington at the UN, served the Reagan administration from 1981 to 85. She died at home in her sleep at the age of 80. Warren Levinson, New York.
Power outages still remain in Illinois and Missouri from a powerful winter storm last week. There are calls for an investigation of power provider Ameren. CEO Gary Rainwater says they did a great job.
I would grade it a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Kate from KSDK-TV, most of the power outages that remain are in the Decatur, Illinois area. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
This is your holiday card with a regular postage stamp. This is your holiday card with a photo stamp.
Hallelujah.
Regular holiday card. Photo stamp holiday card. Don't settle for ho-hum holiday cards this season. Now you can turn your favorite photos into real U.S. postage stamps at photostamps.com. Use them to send truly unique holiday cards. Add a special touch to wedding or bar mitzvah invitations. Or show off your pet with its own adorable photo stamps. Whatever the moment, whatever the photo, now you can share it with photo stamps. And now you can also use photo stamps to promote your business. Just imagine your logo on a postage stamp. Got a sports fan in your life? Photo Stamps also offers officially licensed NFL and college stamps with your favorite team logo. Mail them, collect them, or give them as a gift. Get yours today at photostamps.com.
Hi, I'm the laptop guy, and this is my dog, Zoe. Got laptop problems? Our $29 promotion was so popular, we're extending it through the end of the year. At the Laptop Guy Garage, we fix thousands of laptops every year and make laptop repair fast and affordable. Our mechanics will diagnose your laptop and give you an estimate for just $29. That's right, Zoe, $29 covers the box, shipping to our garage, and a complete diagnosis. Just call 1-888-BUZZ-ZOE or log on to LaptopGuy.com and click on the Zoe 100.
You've been looking for the perfect gift for someone this holiday season? Well, we got it.
Yeah, we're Covino and Rich from Maxim Radio Sirius 108, and I'm telling you to get a Plum Choice gift certificate from Plum Choice Online PC Services.
Dude, think about it. PDA failures, printer hookups, digital cameras, everyone's going to have these problems around the holidays.
Or if your computer's just running slow, man, just call 888-PLUM-HELP, 888-PLUM-HELP or PlumChoice.com.
24-7, anywhere, anytime, get the gift certificate people are going to use, PlumChoice.com.
888-PLUM-HELP. Get them a gift certificate at PlumChoice.com.
Real truth, real opinion, real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146 presents Lynn Samuels.
Every day in the morning on her way to the office, you can see her as she catches the train. Just a face among a million. Just another woman with no name. Not the girl you remember, but she's still something special. If you knew her, I am sure you would be. Cause I know she's got a little secret. Friday evening she turns out to be Nina, pretty ballerina. Now she is the queen of the dancing floor.
Disappointed that I'm not singing. Well, and then others are just so happy that they can't contain themselves. Oh God, shall I do this story now? This is one of those I can't leave without doing the story. But if you save it for the end, you never know what's going to happen. I've been told the story is everywhere. But I only saw it on the BBC. Are there any men of Indian persuasion listening to me? You might want to tune away. If any men from India are listening. Because this is like so humiliating. This is so humiliating. A survey of more than 1,000 men in India has concluded that condoms made according to international standards are too large for a majority of Indian men. So, like, you black guys, you've got, like, big, huge penises. You Indian guys, not so much. Isn't that humiliating? Do you know that half the doctors and half the hospitals in America probably just shot themselves? Since they're all from India, right? Isn't every doctor an Indian? The study found that more than half the men measured had penises that were shorter than international standards for condoms. There is also the most fabulous picture to go with this story. It's like a condom factory. It has led to a call for condoms of mixed sizes to be made more widely available in India. Now, India is one of those countries, right, where people are starving to death in the streets, literally. You know, there are people starving in America, but in India, they have got some of the poorest people in the world. This study was carried out by the Indian Council of Medical Research for 2 years. Wouldn't you think they'd have something better to do? Although this is all AIDS-related, because India apparently has a lot of AIDS. They have a tremendous amount of AIDS. Wait a minute. It says, sale are too large. One in every five. So, India has the highest number of HIV infections of any nation. Okay, so over 1,200 volunteers. Who would volunteer for this? Would you volunteer for a study that consisted of nothing but measuring your penis? From the length and breadth of the country, had their penises measured precisely down to the last millimeter? Why would you volunteer for that? Oh, they must have paid them. They probably paid them. Who has time for that? Oh, come in and, you know, you measured it, how many, you know, the last millimeter of how big your penis is. The scientists even made sure that the sample was representative of India as a whole, in terms of class, religion, urban and rural dwellers. The conclusion of all this is that about 60% of Indian men have penises which are between 3 and 5 centimeters shorter than the international standards used in condom manufacture. There is an obvious need in India for custom-made condoms, as most of those currently on sale are too large. The issue is serious because about 1 in every 5 times a condom is used in India, it either falls off or tears. And 20% is a very high failure rate. And they already have the highest number of HIV infections. Well, they also, well, we don't know. What about China? China has a lot of AIDS. And he also said that Indians would be embarrassed about going to a drugstore to ask for smaller condoms. That's putting it mildly. You know, there should be vending machines all over India dispensing all different sizes. Well, they could do it like Starbucks in Fratellian, where there is no such thing as small, medium, and large, right? There's, I don't even know, what is Starbucks? What are the meaning? It's like large, larger, and largest. I don't even know, I'm just so against having to ask for coffee in a foreign language. Long before Dunkin' Donuts figured that out, I don't pay any attention, but I know that a small coffee in Starbucks, that the word is not small. Nothing is small anymore. All right, so there you go. So all you Indian men, But Indian men need not be concerned about measuring up internationally. According to Sunil Mehra, the former editor of the Indian version of Maxim magazine, where is that Maxim guy? How come I never see him? Remember the guy that I used to think was so cute, and then I said he got, like, a little chubbed out? Where is he? Is he gone? Yeah, I just thought of that when I said Maxim magazine. It was an Indian version of Maxim. How old was he? No, he probably hit 40. That's when it happens to men. That's when men start thickening. 40, very bad for men. Because that's when you stop with that boy thing. You know, totally. He did, yeah, but maybe if he hadn't gained weight. I mean, it was obvious he gained weight. If he had paid any attention and not gained weight. Look at this, we're insulting a person. For all we know, he's listening. He could be home with a Sirius satellite radio listening to me insult him, but boy, was he cute when I got here. See, I'm lucky. Because I was old when I got here. Like, nobody's going to go, oh, my God. Well, I guess they can. I'm just getting older. Anyway, the former editor of the Indian version of Maxim magazine said, it's not size, it's what you do with it that matters. And that's true. That is, like, so true. Because I've said this before, because after I had the affair with my ex-neighbor's father, who had the biggest penis of any man I have ever met in my life, I had an affair with a guy who had a really, really, something wrong with him, small penis. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, small. I am talking about not normal small. And you know something? He was fabulous. He was fabulous. He was a great lover. This guy had like an abnormal small penis. And he was a lovely man. He was a nice person. God, I had an affair with a nice person once. It was fine. It was just fine. He figured out what to do. Just perfectly. All right. Oh, guess what the Democrats are going to do when they take over? I'm trying to only read, I'm reading stories from my website because I'm in trance today. Somehow that my website is better than anybody else's. Oh, I have to remind you about something because the weekend is coming, so I'm going to leave it up. I have an article by Paul Krugman, how the super rich are screwing America. And it's not one of his New York Times columns because, of course, unless you pay for those, you can't even read his New York Times columns. It's a very long article from Rolling Stone magazine by Paul Krugman. And, oh, my God, you know, basically, now the thing to remember about Paul Krugman, when he started writing for the New York Times about politics, everybody said, well, he doesn't know anything about politics. He's an economist. And then, of course, when he writes about the economy, they say, well, he's a liberal, so he doesn't really know anything about the economy. I don't quite understand that. Oh, Gene Kirkpatrick died talking about ideologues. The right-wing loved her. She's a right-wing crazy person. Who was Reagan's ambassador to the UN, I think. But she was smart, you know. I mean, she was wrong about everything, but, you know, she was well-educated. She should have known better, actually. Anyway, so Paul Krugman. So the thing to remember is when Paul Krugman writes about economics, that really is his field. That is his field of expertise. So it's a nice long article about how the gap between the rich and poor since Bush took office is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, it used to be, what, back in the 70s, that the CEOs made about 42 times more than the regular worker, and they're now making like 283 times as much. And when they say the economy is doing well, it is doing well. It's doing fabulously. If you're in like the top 5% of wage earners, you're doing great. If you're anybody else, not so good. And it's getting worse and worse. I mean, you can see this anywhere you live, any city you look at. When they start building housing, what are they building? $600,000 starting, you know, for some apartments. It's not just in New York, because I look, you know, I want to get out of New York, so I'm looking at places all over. And it is just everywhere in the country. If you're some person making $50,000 a year, even in a place not as expensive as New York to live, you're screwed. You're just screwed. You know, the huge majority of the tax breaks, you know, go to the top 1%. I know they pay the most taxes, but they can afford it. You know, everything is just getting bizarre. So it is just, this Paul Krugman article that I have up is just wonderful. And you should read it. And it's, because it's Friday, I'll leave it up all weekend, you know, because it is long. I'm not sure how long it is on the internet. I read it in the magazine. Because I won't take my laptop to bed with me. So the Democrats, guess what they're going to try to do? Block the congressional pay raise. How about that? Block the old congressional pay raise. Oh, probably just symbolically. They want to do it. They don't want Congress to get their yearly pay raise until they raise the minimum wage, which will happen after the Democrats take over in January. And it really would have probably happened anyway. Bush would have vetoed it. Oh, that would have looked good. Wouldn't that have looked fabulous? Vetoing, no, $5.15 an hour, that's good enough. They don't need a $600,000 apartment. So they're going to try to block the congressional pay raise until they, you know, it's nice, it's symbolic, it's, you know, bullshit, but it's nice bullshit. There's an article today in the Washington Post, which I actually don't have up, that Congress, their base pay now is $168,000. Who makes that much money? I don't make that much money. It's a lot of money. Oh, well, you know what their problem is now? All these newly elected members of Congress, they all have to try to rent an apartment in Washington, D.C. Now, you do have to remember something. I mean, you know, I don't like to be on their side, but you do have to keep something in mind. These people all have a home in whatever state they come from, right? So they have a mortgage. You know, I would assume most of them own a home. So they have all their living expenses for their family, right? In wherever they come from. And then they go to Washington, D.C., and they're trying to rent an apartment. And this one guy looked at this studio apartment, $2,100. And he said, I couldn't live here. I'd have claustrophobia. And then he looked at a better apartment that was over, that was $4,500. And he said, well, that's better as an apartment, but it's too expensive. So he settled on like a $3,000 a month apartment that he doesn't like, but he could afford it. It's not as bad as the other one. So you really do have to consider that, you know, if they're paying $3,000, that's like $40,000 a year, plus all their expenses that they have for their families, you know, where they really live. And what is even worse is they all bring staff people with them. And what do the staff people make? The staff people aren't making that much money. I mean, of course, the staff people don't have to maintain two homes. But Washington, D.C. is just one of the most unaffordable cities in America. It's very unaffordable. And I guess that it's more unaffordable the closer you are. You know, the closer you are to the Capitol building and everything. So you do have some sympathy for them, you know. But, of course, too many of them kind of use that as an excuse, you know, for graft and corruption. It's not an excuse for graft and corruption. But you do really have to say a guy's making $168,000 a year and he has to maintain two residences. Although I guess he can deduct the rent from his taxes. But still, really. That's why some of them have very bizarre living conditions. There's always some guy in the House of Representatives that decides he's going to live in his office and not rent an apartment. There's one like every session. Because what seems to happen is if you get elected to the Senate, you know you're there for 6 years, they come and try to buy a house. But the House of Representatives, they wait until they've been reelected once or twice, you know, to think, well, you know, maybe I should pretend I actually live here. But can you imagine a place for over $2,000 a month where you say you would get claustrophobia? We can in New York. In New York, we can certainly imagine that. For $2,000 a month, you can't even rent a closet in New York anymore. All right, so we have that. I got that in. Did I take a break? Do the phones work or the phones don't work or nobody's called? Nobody's been on hold. I'm starting to think nobody listens to me anymore. I really am. Thank God we have no ratings here or they'd fire me. I don't know. Or maybe I'm so fascinating. I have had people say, why would anybody call? You're so interesting. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left, 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Mm-hmm. Have you heard Lynn Samuels? Catch her weekdays at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. Then stick around for Straight Talk from the Heartland with Big Eddie, Ed Schultz at 3 East, noon West. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Still have no idea what you're getting everyone on your holiday list? We'd like to help with an idea that'll make those on your list as happy as an elf with new tights. Get a free radio to give to your loved ones when you add another subscription to your account for just $6.99 a month. A free radio and 6 months of service to get, all for less than $50. Just our little contribution to putting the joy back in the holidays. But hurry, this offer ends December 15th. Visit Sirius.com/free for details.
Applies to Sirius One and Sirius NV models only. Requires purchase of an additional prepaid 6 month subscription.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone, and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit, including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-391-3274 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-391-3274. 1-800-391-3274.
Alex Bennett.
Senate voted $70 billion to go to the war in Iraq. That makes the total over $500 billion that we've invested in that war. Your kids are going to be paying for this forever.
And guess what?
Not one single Democrat voted against it.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, my God. They came up with the Mark Foley report. The bogus Mark Foley report. What use is the House Ethics it's so stupid. The House Ethics Committee has found that Republican leaders did not break any rules in handling allegations against former Representative Mark Foley, who didn't even do anything, but that they were negligent in protecting the teenage pages. But no one will be even reprimanded. What do you need a report like that for? Well, you didn't break any rules, but you didn't do the right thing, but we're not going to say anything. What a waste of time. Is that what we pay them for? Mark Foley didn't do anything. But they can't just say, Mark Foley didn't do anything, so why did we have to write this stupid report? They have to sit there. I love people who try to, like, cover both sides. You know, I'm sure Clinton didn't start it, but Clinton, you know, we got the word triangulating. Well, they didn't break any rules, but they didn't protect the pages. But we're not reprimanding anybody because it's time to go home. So here's our fucking report. Goodbye. Merry Christmas. Basically. What a load of crap. I must say CNN certainly is not into this, this guy blowing this crap up in Chicago or planning on it. That story died off. That's an MSNBC story. See if they're still into it. Negligent Foley scandal. That's much more interesting. Oh, they charged the two pilots in the Brazil crash. The E. coli, seven states now. Seven, Utah. I saw something very interesting in Obon Pan. They had a poll on Fox News that announced yesterday that Bill Richardson is running for president. They said Bill Richardson came on Fox, the New Mexico governor, my guy, he's actually my guy, and announced on Fox that he's running for president. And like an hour later, Bill Richardson comes out and says, I never said I was running for president. It was like a hypothetical question. So now nobody knows that he probably is. I hope he is, because frankly, at this moment in time, Bill Richardson would be my guy. All right, Christmas Mall terror attack. Oh, Jesus. Why did they say his name was Derek? Now, this is on the Drudge Report. They say his name is Talib Abu Salam Ibn Sharif. Has been charged with planning a terrorist attack. He's accused of planning to set off four hand grenades. Oh, how interesting. Four hand grenades. Exactly the number that the FBI agent sold him. Is that a coincidence or what? That he was going to set off exactly the four hand grenades that he bought from the FBI agents. Oh, this is an agent provocateur. This is a load of shit. This is such a load of shit. If I have ever seen a load of crap, this is another one. Remember it came out right before they shut down all the information about it. The ones they arrested in Canada, they said all that they arrested them, they had explosives and everything, that the explosives had been sold to them by government agents. Remember that? When they arrested the ones in Canada, what were they this summer also? Wasn't Canada and Miami, but two different countries made up bogus terrorists at exactly the same time. And right before, because Canada doesn't let you talk in the press about pending cases, it came out right before that the defense lawyers are saying, excuse me, they got explosives from the government agents. So this is the same thing, but how did his name go from being Derek to being Talib Abu Sulaim to bin Sharif. What is that, short for Derek? Or is Derek? Derek is just short for Talib Abu Sulaim ibn Sharif. Jesus. Oh, what a load. What a load. Oh, this guy, pick out the mansion you want. Pick out the mansion that the United States, when they have to pay you. You know, like the guy from, the guy who they said, I forgot his name now, that last week, the guy they said did the Madrid train bombing, who just got a cut, that the government had to give him a couple of $1 million and write him a letter apologizing. That guy, the lawyer in Oregon, I think it was, who was a convert to being a Muslim. But this, you know why they gave him money and apologized him? I can tell you exactly why. Because he was a white man. I bet if he had been a black Muslim, he would have had a much harder time getting an apology and a letter and a couple of $1 million. So, Abu Talib Abu Sulaim Ibn Sharif. Start house hunt. Oh, I guess he's in jail. Start house hunting. He wanted to commit violent jihad. Don't they understand something? That, well, you could be a Muslim, you could be a non-Muslim, but like psycho people, right? A psycho like this, you don't even have to be a Muslim to say you want to commit violent jihad. It's a phrase that's just floating around. People talk about, they have no understanding of psychology of nuts. And I do. This wouldn't have to have anything to do with jihad. He's like just some nut who wants to set off hand grenades in the mall like the guy last year upstate. You know, who was just a Schmendrick, Schleppendicker guy. You know, he's just a nut. Who happened to be a white guy, you know, so, but that guy, he could have said jihad. It's floating around. Watch television. Criminal Minds was all about, I don't even know what it was about, really, but it was some Arab guy and jihad and I don't know what and his wife and everything. It's everywhere. See, if a man who authorities said wanted to commit acts of violent jihad, who probably never thought of it until the FBI said, give me your stereo speakers and I'll give you 4 grenades. Oh. He had been under investigation since September. Oh, God. When he told an acquaintance that he wanted to commit acts of violent jihad against targets in the United States as well as commit other crimes. They're trying to make us believe this has anything to do with terrorism. It's like some asshole who, if the government had not gotten involved, right, and sold him the grenades, he would have been like anybody walking around and says, boy, I'd like to blow up that mall. How I walk around all day saying, I'd like to kill that person. I'd like to throw that woman and her fucking anchor baby in front of a train. And I say it on the radio. You don't think there's people all over this country that walk around all day saying shit like that? How many of us would do it? Oh, God, would I love to throw an anchor baby under a subway, though. Well, these charges are very serious, said Patrick Fitzgerald, who's turning into an asshole right before our eyes. At no time is the public in any infinite peril. Other potential targets that this 22-year-old, who I'm sure is so brilliant, discussed were government facilities such as courthouses and City Hall. Oh, nobody ever said they wanted to blow up City Hall. Oh, my God. This is a terrorist case. Why would that be? Because his name is Sharif Abu Jamal. It's a good thing Cosby isn't on. They'd be arresting Malcolm, what's his name? Jamal Warner. That's a change. Do you think he'd be an actor with that name today? You think anybody would be stupid enough to register with Actors Equity with the name Malcolm Jamal Warner? Be Malcolm Allen Warner, you know. Oh, please. This country. On the other hand, when we come back, let me tell you how really screwed up this country is. I mean, this is like one side of the screwed up, and the other side is, who cares? There's the, oh my God, he's a terrorist, when all he is some big mouse who would have been no problem except for the government selling grenades. And wait till we hear the other side of this. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars on auto insurance when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to start saving today, do I have to wait until my other policy expires?
Nope, that's a myth. Lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know this, but you can switch your auto insurance anytime.
You can switch your auto insurance anytime? Even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. No one should pay too much for auto insurance, not a day longer than they have to.
I agree.
That's why thousands of drivers switch to Esurance every week.
So if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just visit Esurance.com. You can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Cavalry officer Major Lee Stewart must single-handedly take down the mysterious El Falcon and his horde, or risk the lives of the entire U.S. Army force in Texas. Michael Patrick O'Banion is suddenly dispossessed of his entire inheritance when a band of criminals make false claims to his ranch, and it'll take more than guns to save the day. Rancher Mark Jardine is determined to avenge the death of his best friend, but Jardine gets more than he bargained for when he discovers both the killer's identity and his next target, a beautiful girl. And young Tom Nolan must somehow save the crazy Ann Ranch from a carpetbagger who will stop at nothing, bribery, corruption, or murder to get what he wants. Round up these four smoking audio books, Tales of the Rugged American West by master storyteller L. Ron Hubbard, Empty Saddles, Six Gun Caballero, Hot Lead Payoff, and Guns of Mark Jardine. Get them wherever audiobooks are sold or online at galaxypress.com.
Sirius Left 146.
America's fastest growing radio station.
Because even hardcore conservatives are abandoning their president. Alex Bennett. Mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
All right. So on the one hand, you're acting like some you know, little punky 22-year-old guy who the government sold four hand grenades to, Osama bin Laden. Where is he, by the way? Where is Osama? Has anybody even thought about him? They're gonna x-ray you. You know, they're putting the x-ray machine at the Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix so they can x-ray you in the airport. You know, and you have to put all your liquids in a little plastic bag, 3 ounces. Take your belt off. Take your shoes off. Don't fart. Let us humiliate you, right? That's one side. And then guess what we have on the other side? Two airports, one in Detroit and one in Dallas-Fort Worth, okay, are going to allow people to go to the gates even to, like, meet people. You know how they used to say, you used to always go to the airport and you'd be right at the gate meeting people. And that went down the drain after September 11th because you can't just have all those people wandering around airports. Well, it seems that in Detroit, and apparently in Dallas-Fort Worth, there are hotels that are connected to the airline terminals. And It is to the financial advantage of the concessionaires in the terminals to have the hotel guests. If you would let the hotel guests go into the airport past security, you'd have that many more customers for the restaurants and everything. So while you're taking your shoes off and everything, the hotel guests are going to be able to go to the concierge of these two hotels, the one in Detroit and the one in Dallas-Fort Worth, and say, I would like to go into the mall at the airport. And the hotel is now going to run their name through a terrorist list. I swear to God. While everybody's running out buying Ziploc bags and 3-ounce bottles. This is because I guess the concessionaires were all upset. How stupid is this? Oh, it's the Westin Hotel at Detroit Metro Airport. I never heard of this. This is unbelievable. So, there they are. There they are. People without boarding passes will now be allowed into the airport terminal. A similar program was started in Dallas-Fort Worth. Oh, a security expert. Get this. I love... Oh, the hotel already knows a lot about you. I guess they do. I guess everybody knows them. You know, I went to the bank the other day. Because I do not do direct deposit. I say I'll never do it, but, you know, at some point in time, you have to. You know, it's like my mother said she'd never do it, and then Social Security makes you do it now. I think the only way you get Social Security now is in direct deposit, but I don't like direct deposit. I want a check. So I go to the bank. And the girl, which I guess if she wasn't like such a cute girl and, you know, the teller, and, you know, this is oddly enough not a very busy bank. This is the bank that opened where the Burger King closed. Wouldn't it be nice if you could have them together? The bank and a Burger King. And it's got those machines that give you the, you could like go to the machine and say, all right, give me my money and a Whopper. You know, and it would just all pop out of a machine right in front of you. That would be nice. In the winter. In the summer, you just walk out and go across the street, and that's where Carvel is. But not now. All right. So this girl, I guess I should have been annoyed because it was, I think, too personal of a question and none of her business. But she's a very young girl, this teller. She said to me, I notice you always take so much cash. You know, which I only thought afterwards. What is it your fucking business how much I take in cash? She says, why do you always take so much cash? And I do. And I said to her, it's because I don't like charging things. I like to pay cash. As often as is humanly possible. And she said, why? And I said, because everybody's, like, spying on you all the time. And I know it's stupid, and I know, oh, God, this girl is, you know, must be 22 years old. She's probably looking at me like, oh, this crazy old lady, you know. But it really is true. I try to pay cash for nearly everything. For nearly everything. I'm getting my soup today. And this little girl is in front of me, and she gets a soup and one of the little tiny salads and a piece of cake. And she hands them, what, her debit card, whatever the hell it is. Pay cash for your fucking lunch. Pay for your lunch. But people do it. Even Garrett, you're going to be an old fart because everybody is just into this cards. And here I am saying, They know that I take a lot of cash when I get paid. But at least when I'm buying stuff with that cash, nobody knows it's me buying it. And they don't know what I'm buying. And I like that. It just somehow makes me feel better. It makes me feel better. That they may, you know, like the little teller is going, why do you take so much cash? And, you know, my data mining thing, they may say, boy, she takes an awful lot of cash. She takes an awful lot of that paycheck out in cash. And we know that card the bank gave her, I think my card is a debit card. I don't even know. I have never used a debit card in my entire life. I don't even know if my bank card is a debit card. But the less they know so much. So you should keep some things from them. Let the CIA and the FBI say, what is she doing with all that cash? Just like that little teller did. But it really was none of her business. It really was. It was, when you think about it, wasn't a little out of line for her to say that to me? Maybe she's a CIA agent. All right. So now, because it's so inconvenient for people, while you're standing there, they're gonna let people without boarding passes just go through security. Hotel guests who want to get past security, tell the front desk. An airport police officer, get this, collects that person's information, including his or her name and birthday, and checks the name against the government no-fly list. The officer also checks the guest's ID and confirms that he or she is staying at the Westin Hotel. If the guest clears the check, he or she will undergo security screening and have access to the terminal for a day. The program is expected to give business travelers staying at that hotel more shopping and dining options, and boost business for the McNamara terminals, restaurants, and stores. I'm speechless. I really am. It's just ridiculous. It's not bad enough. The lines, and they're saying, oh, it isn't going to make the security lines any longer, because they are going to make the guests go through the security lines. How many hotel guests are going to go through the... I mean, I don't know what it's like at this Detroit airport. I have no idea. There's nowhere to go eat? Or is it that Detroit, you know, if you walk out on the street, it's supposed to be so dangerous? I think... You know what I think it is? I think it's a combination of stupidity, greed, and racism. Wow, my God, I'm staying at a hotel in Detroit. I can't walk out on the street. I want to stay in the airport with the white people. I am going to tell you after this next break something worse than that. Oh, I'm giving everybody a shitty weekend. I'm sorry. But these are like, I don't know. It's not like telling you. I never even told you that on Wednesday, 11 U.S. soldiers got killed in Iraq. One fucking day. One day. I wasn't going to mention that. All right, I'll tell you something just as stupid as this. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left, 146.
Hey, it's Tom and Ray, click and clack of Car Talk on Sirius NPR now. Okay, the question is, how did Tom and Ray get their start?
Well, I think it's safe to assume we both started out as children.
Yeah, I mean, start as what?
Well, we first started with cars. And someone suggested we do a radio show.
About cars.
And we said,
what do we know about that?
Nothing.
That's what we know about cars.
That's how we got our start.
And this is all how we're going to get our end right now.
Catch us at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. East weekends on Sirius NPR Now 134.
The best public radio on radio.
Sirius, the whole NASCAR in 4 weeks.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Rupp, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 1-800-859-1012.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-859-1012. 800-859-1012.
Tom Hartman.
I would suggest that the American people deserve economic freedom, and that means no more multinational corporations being able to use China as their factory floor for products that they intend to sell in the United States. Call me a protectionist. Yes, I believe in protecting American jobs and protecting the United States. I'm a protectionist. Free trade is free to multinational corporations. It's free to nobody else.
Tom Hartman.
Noon East, 9 a.m. West on
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146.
Nobody cares. All right. I didn't even know people were holding on. I had the wrong screen up. Spare change in Alabama.
What's going on, Wayne? Hey, I wanted to say something about that guy with the hand grenades.
Oh, please. They sold him by the FBI.
You know, if this guy's going to do something, don't you think he'd just go out and do it instead of having a... go locate hand grenades? I mean,
well,
you can go on the internet
that.
And make explosives, right?
Well, the whole thing just sounds... You know what it sounds like to me? They said that in September, he mentioned to an acquaintance he wanted to blow things up. And the acquaintance must have called the FBI.
Okay. All right.
And this is probably... I mean, how many people say things like that? So then you get the FBI involved, and the guy says, oh, I'll sell you hand grenades. Whereas if the FBI had never gotten involved, this guy probably never would have taken one step toward blowing anything up.
Well, the guy probably said, well, he said something about it. He goes, well, you got to get him on tape, and we'll pay you to get this on tape, you know?
I know. The whole thing sounds bogus.
Well, that's the meaning of entrapment, you know?
Well, I think it's entrapment, but... He should get ready. He may get a nice settlement. Thanks, son. Paul in Long Island.
Yeah, hey, Lynn. I don't think I have time to ask you all the questions I was going to ask you. So I was just going to say it's too bad they don't have ratings because I bet you would do pretty well, actually. You have a great show. But what I was going to ask you is that the people who are in favor of the war always say that, you know, the reason they didn't find any weapons of mass destruction is because they had time to hide them. And the other thing that they say is that the foreign intelligence matched our intelligence on that issue. So I was wondering what you had to say about that. And if you have any website to steer us towards that, we can debunk some of these things.
Thank you for the call. I hate calls like that. What kind of a call is that? It's not a call. A call is a conversation. Here is... If you can't find websites, then you're beyond help. You really are. Okay. Where is this? B.B. King is going to get a Medal of Freedom. Isn't that nice? Now, we all know how we love the illegal aliens among us. You know, I'm supposed to love them because I'm a liberal, but I don't. And we all know that the government is not lifting one finger to do anything about illegal aliens. The government is indeed doing things to make it so much easier to be an illegal alien. Listen to this. The Federal Reserve Bank and the Banco de Mexico are jointly touting a new program known as Directo a Mexico. I can't believe this. This is like sending the hotel guests into the airport, only more so. They have this new program that will allow U.S. banks and financial institutions to more easily send money transfers to bank accounts in Mexico. Wouldn't you think they should be making it harder to send money to Mexico? But no, they're making it easier to send money to Mexico. This is absolutely, this is like enough to make your veins pound. Offering more pesos for every dollar. It's a first-time program, and they're going to have direct electronic transfers straight to Mexico, to 41 million accounts in Mexico. We are paying for it with our taxes, and the banks have absolutely no obligation whatsoever to find out if the people sending the money to Mexico are in this country legally or they're in this country illegally. It's not their problem. They don't have to find out if they're drug dealers or nothing. Look at all those stories that are on my website, lynnsamuels.com. If any of us is still alive, I will be here Monday. Thank you, Garrett. Goodbye. Channel 146.
Radio for the real defenders of the red, white, and blue.
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Bond was denied for a man from Rockford, Illinois, who was accused of wanting to stage a jihad by setting off grenades in a local mall. Derek Sharif was arrested Wednesday. Robert Grant with the FBI says Sharif had been talking with an undercover agent.
All while this was being done, he was surveilled. There was no threat to the public. He had no weapons. Our attempt at that time was to make sure that we could disrupt his operation.
Investigators say Sharif tried to trade a pair of stereo speakers for four hand grenades and a handgun on Capitol Hill.
I stand by this report. This is not the jerry-rigged result of a series of compromises, but rather the right report on this subject.
The House Ethics Committee says Republican lawmakers and aides failed to protect young male pages from former Congressman Mark Foley's improper advances. A committee report says there was no evidence current lawmakers or aides violated any rules. Foley resigned in September over explicit emails sent to male pages. President Bush talked about Iraq today with members of the congressional leadership.
The session with top lawmakers will be followed by visits next week to the Pentagon and State Department and other meetings. The aim is to help the president fashion a new approach on Iraq to be announced in a broadcast address before the end of the year. But spokesman Tony Snow doubts it'll be a dramatic change of course.
What you look for may not be splashiness or boldness, as you may call it, but what you look for is a serious proposal that addresses the real concerns of many Americans.
And Snow says it will be assertive and show leadership. Mark Smith at the White House.
Lieutenant General Peter Corelli believes U.S. combat troops can start pulling out of Iraq by 2008.
I think that's possible if, in fact, we have interim steps that are agreed upon with timelines that basically move us toward reconciliation.
In Minnesota, a school bus crashed into an SUV. Four people were seriously injured. This is AP Radio News. Donald Rumsfeld was asked how he wants history to remember him.
Better than the local press.
Rumsfeld took part in his last town hall meeting with Pentagon employees.
Let there be no doubt, despite the fact that we have been successful in preventing attacks since September 11th, years without an attack in this country, ours is a troubled and very dangerous world. And we must not forget it.
Rumsfeld says his worst day was when he learned about the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse in Iraq. Wesley Snipes was released on $1 million bond in Orlando, Florida today. The actor pleaded not guilty to federal charges, including falsely claiming millions of dollars in tax refunds. Snipes was indicted a couple of months ago. He arrived in Orlando on a private jet. He was filming a movie in Africa. Wesley Snipes says he looks forward to clearing his name and resolving this issue post-haste. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 32 points. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
What's your most productive time of day? Odds are it's not after lunch. According to researchers, that's when 74% of us hit the wall. Now you can get over that wall with 5-Hour Energy. Just one quick drink of 5-Hour Energy will help you feel alert and productive for hours. 5-Hour Energy is packed with B vitamins, enzymes, and amino acids, zero sugar, and just enough caffeine. So when you hit the wall, drink a 5-Hour Energy. It's available at Walgreens, 7-Eleven, GNC, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop.
Your house is a time bomb. Your mortgage is set to explode. Your fixed rate term is ending and your payments may double, even triple. You're living month to month. If you don't do something now, you may lose your house. Credit problems? Quit worrying and defuse that bomb with North American Corporation. Right now, get a $300,000 mortgage for less than $63 a month based on a 0.25% rate. That's right, you heard it correctly, 0.25% rate. And the payment is fixed for 10 years. Get some cash for home improvements, catch up on bills, save money for the holidays. It's not too late for that stress buster vacation. 100% financing options available. Call North American Corp now, and for a limited time, get a free appraisal credit at closing. Ask about our no-income verification program. Call now, 800-317-7664. Imagine a $300,000 loan for less than $63 a month, and the payment is fixed for 10 years. Take away the worry. Call North American Corp now, 800-317-7664. That's 800-317-7664. Loan example based on a 0.25% ARM, $300,000, 360 months, 7.99% APR. Licensed by the DRE, number 0121845. North American Corp. 800-317-7664.
A 20-year-old student from Texas, Ryan P., made a staggering $267,000 in the first year just by giving away free satellite TV system certificates. You can start getting paid $75 each just for passing out certificates. Call now to order your 1,000 free satellite system gift certificates. You could make as much as $75,000 in your first couple of months. Get in on the simplest way to make money. Call 1-866-373-6891. That's 1-866-373-6891.
If you're struggling to find that perfect holiday gift for your loved ones, struggle no more and become their holiday hero. Get a free radio to give to your loved ones when you add an additional subscription to your account for just $6.99 a month. That's a free radio and 6 months of service to give, all for less than $50. Pretty easy work for a hero. You'll get that warm, fuzzy feeling you get when you've given the perfect gift. And isn't being a holiday hero what the holidays are really all about? Visit Sirius.com/free for details.
Applies to Sirius 1 and Sirius NB models only. Requires purchase of an additional prepaid 6-month subscription.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-7030. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-441-7030. 1-800-441-7030.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
It is Friday. Woo-hoo-hoo! And today is the last day that we offer up the show live in this time slot. It's like we, everybody get their alarm clocks ready now. We're up early on Monday. Take care of yourself this weekend, boys. We got work to do. Good to have you with us, folks. 1-877-934-6833. I got a stack of news, and I'm going to get to all of it. The fun stuff, the hard stuff, the good stuff. That's what I asked the nurse today. I said, I want the good stuff. I went over and got a flu shot. It's the flu season. We can't have this frozen tundra stuff without having a full line of defense. Before we get to the flu shot and all the news, can I have a little Christmas music? And we're getting close here. Can we just have just play it? All right, that's good. Oh, a wonderful shout out to our friends in Granite Falls, Washington. Gary Sell and Melody Dawson, thank you for the Christmas card, sending it to Big Eddie and team. This is our first Christmas card of the season from any listeners across the country. So we didn't have a contest or anything. We're just having good feeling about the whole thing. So Gary and Melody, Edhead T-shirts are on the way ASAP to Granite Falls, Washington. Thank you. That's just such a wonderful spirit. Now, I hope you're getting your flu shot, just as we did. I didn't know anything about this. My wife says we got to go do this. I do what I'm told. I'm like you. You know, the wife runs the show. And so I went in there, and the lady says, "Well, I listened to your program." I said, "Well, thank you." I said, now, is this guaranteed? She's getting ready to stick the needle in me, which was, you know, I was kind of wondering, because I watched Pearl Harbor the other night, and I remembered the scene where those nurses just took it, just jammed it right in the ass of those pilots, you know? Remember that scene in the movie Pearl Harbor? So I'm thinking, oh, holy smokes, I'm kind of watching her a little bit. And no, she was very gentle. I didn't even know the needle went in there. But I said, now, is this guaranteed? She said, no. And I said, well, I want the good stuff. She says, I'd like to give you the good stuff. And I don't know what that meant, but whatever. I feel so good. I've got my vitamin water here. I've dropped 5 pounds. I'm on the treadmill, and I've got my flu shot, and I hope you do too. By the way, we're getting a reprieve of the weather up here big time. It's like a heat wave, almost up to 30. We'll give some flu shot statistics before we get out of here today, but we'll get to the other stuff here in just a moment. Now, confidence, don't have confidence waning whatsoever, folks. Don't worry. We're saying goodbye to Cincinnati today. And I'm very confident that this is maybe it's just a little pebble, a little bump in the road. I've told you this all along. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And this probably goes back to a number of different things, which I'll get to a little bit later on the program. But I'm getting a bunch of emailers. And the one thing that I have to address on this program is the history that I've got with the Cincinnati market. Is that I got mad at them once because we were getting response from a lot of listeners saying that it was dead air. Well, let me just tell you a very...